So Friday night I had the privilege of singing with Symphoria and the combined choirs of the Oratorio Society and many area churches in a performance of Dr. Joseph Downing's Credo, which means I believe. And tonight I'm going to see the New York Mets, hopefully win game two, and bring back the battle cry from 1973, Tug McGraw, you gotta believe. So, believe it. But I was asked to speak about what I believe and how it relates to the church. This isn't just where I go to church on Sunday. My wife, Kirsten, and I were married here. We christened all our children here. We had my mother's funeral here. I met many of my friends for life here. And it's not just about worship. We watched the Mets in the World Series in 1986 with our good friends Tom and Carol Bowl. And along with the Bowls and the Finlayson Schulers, we've hosted a quarter century of Super Bowl parties. I can't even begin to name, and probably shouldn't name, all the shenanigans I've done with Steve Bacon, who is my best friend and the godfather of my first child. The house I live in, we bought from church member Betty Kristen, who was a dear friend, a charter member of the Handbell Choir, and also the donor of our magnificent grand piano. Which brings me to what I'm supposed to talk about, music. Either the translation is off a little bit, or the Gospel of John got it just a little bit wrong. Here's what I believe. In the beginning was the music, and the music was with God, and the music was God. Let me tell you about some of the musical things I love about UUMC. We are blessed in this church with some great keyboard instruments, a fabulous pipe organ, the wonderful grand piano, and a beautiful harpsichord, and equally important, a fine organist, pianist, and accompanist, Dennis Triggs, to play them all. Thank you, Dennis. And I can tell you it is a great experience to come into this sanctuary, simply sit at the piano, calm your mind, and play. The acoustics, the light from these beautiful windows, you can feel God. I've had the privilege of directing the Handbell Choir for 30 years. I can't believe that, but. And I'll put in a plug. We begin rehearsals tomorrow in case anyone's interested. And the prerequisite for playing in the Handbell Choir is you need to have a pulse. And that's the only prerequisite. We'll teach you all the rest. Senior choir, what a joy it is to sing in the choir. Getting inside a piece of music, learning the lines, harmonizing with the rest of the choir is a rich experience. Scientific research has shown that singing with others has far-reaching physical and emotional benefits. Singing in this choir under the direction of Martha Sutter is one of the pleasures of my life. In addition to their weekly ministry, the choir usually does two major musical offerings each year, one in Lent and one in Advent. Sometimes it is a masterwork with guest musicians, sometimes a lesson in carols. Always interesting and enjoyable for both the choir and the congregation. And I enjoy directing the No Fault Orchestra, which gathers a few times each year to play in church. We're always looking for new players. No fault means you don't need to be perfect. Just give it your best. It's an opportunity to pick up that instrument you used to play in high school but haven't touched in years. Dust it off. Come play with us. We usually have two or three rehearsals, and we select music that is interesting but not too difficult. It's not a huge commitment, but it's a lot of fun. Yes, that's another plug. Contact Tom Bowl or me if you play an instrument and are interested in joining us. And our other orchestra is the Pickup Orchestra, which gathers to play carols at our Advent dinner or lunch each year. No rehearsal, very easy, familiar tunes. The audience sings along, and running commentary by yours truly. And for a little over a year, my music ministry here at UUMC has included arranging the hymns for the PowerPoint slides that you see on the screens. This has been a lot of fun for me, allowing me to play around with the arrangement of the notes on the page. I enjoy the collaboration with Ted, whose tireless, dedicated work in putting each Sunday's slides together is truly inspired and inspiring. Thank you, Ted. So for me, it's all about music and the Mets. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Thank you.